Blog Talk Radio.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true.
No divorce, no drugs. You can't believe that. Well, it was here. It was a big, big shining light. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. A couple of thoughts. I see that everybody's worried the Pope's going communist. Watch out. This Pope, when he came on the scene, he was a humble man, very good man. I hear he drives a Ford Focus. He won't let anybody carry him around on a big chair. And he pays his bills in person at the hotel he stays at. Yes. So all of a sudden, he said that, take care of the poor. And don't be a pig. And everybody's calling him a communist. God help us. And I was waiting. I gave Hollywood, I gave the media, the communist media, I gave them about 3 months before they would lynch him. And I didn't know they were going to use conservatives to do it. We will pray for our Pope. And our Pope will pray for us. And he won't be the guy that sends us to a death camp. Just remember that. Something funny I saw, I thought I'd share it with you. It was a short video clip. I think it was a European video. But there's a hotel, fancy hotel, and there's a restaurant, in the hotel. And this beautiful girl is eating alone. And there's a guy who's at another table, and he's looking her over, and he just finished his meal, and he gets up and he walks over to the girl's, walks past the girl's table, and he throws his hotel room key on her table and keeps on walking. And he looks back, with that come hither look. So she finishes her meal, and she picks up the key, And she looks around and she picks out the ugliest guy in the room, and she walks over to him and she gives him the come hither look, and she throws the key on his table. Oh, how's that for straightening somebody out? The other thing, I was talking to a guy who was being interviewed by the FBI for a job, and they asked him, you know, how loyal he would be. And he said, there's nothing that can corrupt me. He says, not even, you know, you can't corrupt me with drugs, you can't corrupt me with alcohol, you can't corrupt me with money. Even if you sent a beautiful girl to my room, it wouldn't corrupt me. However, if you sent two, every man has his price, right? I thought that was pretty funny. And then there was a test for the CIA, and three people were taking the test. The first guy goes up to the CIA officer, says, I'm ready for the test. He says, okay. He gives him a loaded gun, and he goes, in that room is your wife, a killer. The guy puts the gun down. He says, I can't do it. I'm out of here. Second guy comes up. He says, I'm ready for the test. He says, here's a loaded gun. In that room is your wife. Go in there and kill her. The guy walks to the door. He looks in. He sees his wife. He starts crying. Comes back. I can't do it. The third one is a woman. And she says, I'm ready for the test. And the CIA guy says, in that room is your husband. He's sitting in a chair. Kill him. She walks into the room. Blam, 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 blam. And all of a sudden, there's a lot of screaming, and there's a lot of crunching, and there's a lot of heavy hitting. And all of a sudden, there's silence, and she comes out. She says to the CIA guy, this gun has blanks in it. I had to finish him off with the chair. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. We're going to do some quick reviews of today's news. And we'll see where we're at, see what we can do here. Boehner, John Boehner is in the news a lot. He's attacking the Tea Party. I do not trust Boehner. When Savage talks about Boehner, he has a sound effect of ice cubes going into a drink glass. And he doesn't think much of Boehner either. But I don't trust Boehner, and I worry about immigration. And I worry about our country going communist. I got to tell you, when I started paying attention to politics, which was not that long ago, maybe 10 years ago, I said we were 51% American, 49% un-American. After Bush left office, that percentage, in my mind, changed. We were then 51% un-American and 49% American. Since then, I got to tell you, I think we're 65% un-American and 35% pro-American. And that's how I see it. And I hope I am wrong. I hope I am wrong. But if I'm right, we are all in trouble because the fools will destroy this country and us along with them. So let's see what we got here. Articles from Front Page Magazine. This is David Horowitz. He's very good. Obamacare's date with destiny approaches. Is America being set up for a bailout of the insurance companies? I don't put nothing past, and whatever looks like it's on the surface is not what's under in the deep, dark waters. And then there's one, America's Education System Isn't Broken, by a guy named Daniel Greenfield. Schools aren't failing children. Families are failing children. That could be very possible, 50% divorce rate. A lot of heartbroken kids. Here's another one. The guy's name is Mark Tapson. Violent feminists attack Argentinian cathedral. I saw this. You got to see this. You go out and Google. The feminists attack Argentinian cathedral. I never seen men so religious. The men formed a chain around the church, around the cathedral, so that topless women with swastikas painted on their breasts, spitting on the guys and spraying their crotches with black spray paint because they wanted to graffiti the church, and the men wouldn't let them do it. And the women look like animals. I never seen women look like animals like that. It's a real disgrace. I grew up at a time when girls used to get the vapors and carried parasols. Yeah. And nobody ever cursed in front of a woman. And women didn't curse. It was in the 60s I heard my first woman curse. They were walking past a store I was in. And they were talking. It was about four of them. And they sounded just like men. I couldn't believe it. And a guy yelled out, "Yeah, honey, F them." Unbelievable, man. We've become. Back in the late 50s, there was a movie called Mondo Cane. In Italian, that means a world gone to the dogs. And there was a love song in the movie called More. But Mondo Cane was a world gone to the dogs, and we're now living Mondo Cane. Obama's four-state solution, why Israel's demographic a time bomb is a PLO concocted lie. That's by Carolyn Glick. Israel's got its hands full, and it can't count on the USA. We now have the reputation of selling out our allies, and it goes all the way back to the 50s when we betrayed the Hungarian people. We played them. Rise up. We're with you. Yeah. Fall back. We're not coming. Inconvenient truths about the knockout game and the Glazov gang. The key details the media mysteriously overlooks. My friends, there is no media. Today it's all Pravda and Izvestia. Now, they call them NBC. It's nothing but communist. ABC, always be communist. The CNN, the Communist News Network. I feel safer with Al Jazeera than I do with these American communist newspapers. At least I know what Al Jazeera is promoting. With these people, you don't know how deep and dirty they are. And here in Syria, a cleric incites a children to slaughter Christians by Raymond Ibrahim. Another example of the macabre nature of the Obama-backed rebels. Yeah, and I hear that whoever McCain was backing is not any better. And McCain never should have went to Syria. He should have been at the border stopping the illegal flow of drugs that goes through his state and has been going through his state for all the time he's been in office. And never once did he make a drug bust. But now we don't have to worry because we're all going to be junkies, and it's going to be taxable. And here's one, same ISNA, same terror. ISNA Canada loses its tax status because of its terrorist financing. Soon we're going to have to close the northern borders just as much as we close the southern borders. And the mullahs threaten a global oil crisis. The Iranian takeover of OPEC begins. Ooh, are we in a mess? We are in a big mess. And you know what? I say the only thing we can do is double the pay of the military because that's all that's going to be left to save us from annihilation. So let's reward them now before they have to give up their lives to prove a point. And we can pay for it with a drill. We can drill all the oil in the United States and pay off our national debt and shrink that government with one term per termite. $1 champagne contribution. Get a soapbox, buddy. Get two cans with a string. We don't need you to hear what you're going to do to us. We already know what you're going to do to us. And here's an alert. It says Boehner is planning to screw us. And the alert says conservative insiders are sounding the alarm that Speaker of the House Boehner is diligently working behind the scenes to betray the American people on amnesty. We cannot give amnesty to illegal aliens. Doesn't mean we have to deport them, but we got to find a better way to make them American citizens. And the right way to do it is to give them a free Rosetta Stone so in 5 weeks they can speak English like anybody else who buys Rosetta Stone. And that's step number one. Then we can throw out all of these papers that have boxes, check this for that, check that for this. Tell us what color you are. Somebody told me a story that he wanted to get on the New York City Police Department, and for the box that said color, he checked black. And they called him down in 3 weeks. And when he showed up, they said, "You're white." He says, "Yeah." He says, "Well, why did you put black?" He says, does it matter?" They said, "Go home. We'll call you when we're ready." And 3 years later, he got the call. How's that grab you? Let's see what else. So Bain is selling us out. I don't trust Lindsey Graham. I don't trust John McCain. We do have a Democrat Party inside the Republican Party. And the Democrat Party under Obama is now the Communist Party. You can't believe it. I'm going to keep saying it till somebody else picks up the gauntlet. But that's it, man. That's what's happening. Okay, there's a jihadi forum in Baluchistan. In Baluchistan, two jihadi groups join hands to topple the Iranian regime. And a Pakistani daily profiles anti-Iran jihadi groups operating from Baluchistan province. And Pakistan is silent on Iranian drones and missiles fired into Pakistan. I wonder if that's the drone we sent them so that they could, as they say in the boat copying business, splashing it. That's what they do. They splash it when they want to make a copy. They build a mold in fiberglass and they reverse engineer it. And they got a picture of a guy who's an anti-Iran, a jihadi. He's wearing a turban. He's got a nice beard. Young guy. He's got one of those AK-47s that the Russians and the Chinese sell. Yeah, whatever happened to the communist attack on American gun running? No, ever since Eric Holder started American gun running, they've been very, very quiet. Mullah Omar is an Iranian national of Baluchi ethnicity, and he is one of the key commanders in the newly formed anti-Iran Jaish-ul-Adal military group, and runs one of the group's many camps located in Baluchistan inside Pakistan. Ooh, Pakistan really has a lot of bad people, huh? Yeah. I bet you they got Iranian groups in there, too. You know, that's one thing you got to remember. You know, you ever see when a big corporation buys politicians? You know, those two guys are running, one Democrat or one communist and one rhino. They donate to both parties because they want to be covered just in case either one wins. Jimmy from Brooklyn says the communists do that too. They take whatever sides are fighting, they join all sides. Top indicators that your employer has changed to Obamacare. You're going to like this one. Let's see where it is here. Read the full story. Come on. Capital, taxpayers, top 10 indicators. Read the full story. This is courtesy of America's conservative news. Top 10 indicators your employer has changed to Obama Health. Number 9, directions to your doctor's office include take a left when you enter the trailer park. 8, the tongue depressors taste faintly of fudgicles. 7, the only proctologist in the plan is Gus from Roto-Rooter. 6, the only item listed under preventive care coverage is an apple a day. 5, your primary care physician is wearing the pants you gave to Goodwill last month. Oh, Jimmy from Brooklyn. Also, he was on Mike Savage tonight, and they were talking about all of these phony politicians that pretend to care about the poor, but they don't give up any of their money. And Jimmy goes, yeah, don't you remember when the Clintons gave their old clothes, their socks and their drawers, and took a deduction of $5 for used underwear? Yeah, man, we're a sick country, getting sicker. So, four, the statement, the patient is responsible for the 200% of out-of-network charges is not a typographical error. Three, the only expense covered 100% is embalming. Two, your Prozac comes in different colors with little M's on them. And one, you ask for Viagra and they give you a popsicle stick and duct tape. Yeah, unbelievable. So, here's a couple of comments. Welcome to the Marxist Affordable Care Act in America, brought to you by the Chicago Mafia. One could be in an address of, one could be the address of your post office is also your doctor's address. And it's so sad that it has come to this. We're watching ourselves disintegrate. We're watching our health care disintegrate. Oh, it's going to be much better. We're going to put 50 million people who never had health care, they're going to replace you. You're going to be the new 50 million. I love humor. Too funny. I will defiantly be sharing this one. I think he meant I will definitely be sharing this one. Don't despair. Santa's now your doctor and the seven dwarfs are your surgeons. And you have to sit by the chimney until your doctor arrives to approve your surgery. No objection to your death panel finding you too old now, huh? I have to go and lie about my age. My urologist has this posted on his bulletin board. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We lost our country. We're the only nation that voted ourselves into oblivion. It is really scary. So let's see what else we got here. We'll read a little bit more. Or you want to tune? Let's see. Well, we've got neither. I hit the button. Here we go. Let's see. This just happened. I don't want to hear that. Okay. Show samples. No. Read first. Oh, this one is a sad one. But I got to do it. I got to do it for my American brothers. When these guys went to war after 9-1-1, I swore I would never betray them like they were betrayed in Nam. I would watch every back that went to the battlefield. Aaron Carson Vaughn was an all-American kid who became the best of the best, one of the most skilled warriors in history. He was highly decorated as a member of the elite Navy SEAL Team 6, but he was killed in Afghanistan under suspicious circumstances. One thing we must never let go is the murder, the gun running of 2,200 guns and the murder of 50,000 Mexicans by Eric Holder. And you don't know anything about that. You have no idea. That's the 20-second news in a little byline underneath when you were reading the recipe on the big screen. And the other thing is SEAL Team 6, the murder of SEAL Team 6 and Benghazi. They all have to come out in the forefront, and they have to be examined with a fine microscope. According to his father, Aaron's life was squandered by a president who was more concerned with appeasing the enemy and even our allies than protecting those serving under his command. He's already eliminated 200 combat commanders, and he's replaced them with suck-ups. I saw General Dempsey today, and he was doing a vaudeville act on a military base here in the USA. He should be over in Afghanistan making plans for the Mogadishu runout of 65,000 Americans, as every Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Hamas, and every jihadi comes into Afghanistan for the final runout and backshoot of American troops. And I guarantee you the Pentagon's not ready for a successful evacuation, and the House is not ready, and the Senate is not ready, and intelligence is not ready. These guys are going to get a bullet in the back on the way out, and the press will cover it up in 6 hours. Billy Vaughn also believes his son is dead because the Obama administration put a target right on the back of SEAL Team 6. That is why the title of Billy's book about his son is named Betrayed. Former Rep. Alan West, who they tried to jail because he stood up for his men, a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel, called it a must-read. And there are guys in Fort Leavenworth that need a new trial. They need a review. Somebody has to go and review all of those guys that are rotting in Fort Leavenworth prison. Because I guarantee you, there's at least a handful in there that have put in, that have been put in there without due process of law. And we got to review everybody that's in jail since this war started. Retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin described the book as a fascinating story of incredible courage and sacrifice, government deceit, and the changing nature of warfare. And syndicated columnist Diana West wrote, "Betrayed takes aim at the lies and secrecy of a government no longer true to the American people." They were even trying to get rid of God in the military. You know how many guys need God in Afghanistan tonight? 65,000 guys are looking up in the sky. They're looking for their Lord and Savior. And they're being denied it by the Pentagonians, who sold out to political communist political correctness. Not even to the families whose sons have paid the ultimate price. Born to be a SEAL, Aaron Vaughn grew up on a small Tennessee farm, enjoying fishing, hunting, football, four-wheeling, and mudding. He was born for something bigger, and he knew it. At age 8, he began telling people, "One day I'm going to be a SEAL." But he didn't know he would have to overcome a torn ACL that left him unable to jog, and 2 failed surgeries to even try to realize his dream. This remarkable overachiever didn't just beat incredibly long odds. He excelled, setting SEAL training records that still stand. Aaron's father believes because he gave his life to Christ at such an early age, his son always had a clear understanding of right and wrong. This is like a Tim Tebow story for the military, and good and evil, and also had a keen sense of history that recognized the 1,400-year-old war Islam has waged upon the world. There's no such thing as a religion of peace that prays to a merciful God and shows no mercy to helpless villages. Aaron was a family man, and the communists will always show you the American atrocity while they cover up 10 Muslim atrocities. And they are Muslims. They kill in the name of God. A devoted husband and father of 2 who risked everything to save his country, to serve his country and save it. Tragically, according to Billy, Aaron became the sacrificial lamb of a president more concerned with a quixotic quest to win hearts and minds than in winning a war. All this president, this communist president, has done is apologize to our enemies for being strong, and he's promised them we will not be strong by the time he is finished with us. This is what our government wants, the appeasement of our so-called allies as well as our enemies. Lives sacrificed for politics. The day we go to war is the day we should lock all the politicians in a room and tell them we'll send in food and water, and when the war is over, we'll unlock the door. Asked whether he believes President Obama is sacrificing American lives for politics, he said, yes, I absolutely do. We know that he did not take the advice of his generals in Afghanistan. He doesn't listen to anybody. And when he tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it. When he tells Putin, after this election, we're going to be able to do things the American people won't believe of, in so many words, you know he's going to do it. We know what a train wreck he has committed in Iraq, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. He undid everything. He's lost the entire Middle East. There isn't a country in the Middle East that trusts him. There isn't a country in the Middle East that doesn't know he's a fool to be used. We know that he is removing generals and admirals one after another. He relieved the guy that wanted to go to Benghazi on the phone. I've got a mission ready to go, and he said, give the phone to the second in command, you're fired. And why would Obama do that? He is removing the men, and he didn't say it. You know who said it? Leon Panetta, and Leon Panetta was told to say it by his boss. He is removing the men who might advise him differently than a route he wants to go, he said. Billy said Obama's hearts and minds strategy made his son's death a calamity waiting to happen, and that the shootdown of Extortion 17, that was the call sign of the mission helicopter, is a symptom of a far bigger problem in our military today. We got too many Sissy Marys. We got too many Sissy Marys, wusses, and ass kisses, all looking for a bigger pension check. Do you believe President Obama is causing American blood to be shed? Definitely. Then is a little highlight, revenge for Osama bin Laden. 30-year-old, never forget, he gave bin Laden 4 months to escape. If I had been the president, it would have been, when did you find out? We found out about a half hour ago. Go, get him. You don't wait 4 months. You don't pick the political correct time. You don't announce his death on a Sunday night at 10:30 when the country's going to sleep. You announce it on a Friday night when everybody can party for the weekend. 30-year-old Special Operations Chief Aaron Vaughn was one of the 30 U.S. Special Forces soldiers among those killed August the 6th, 2011. That's how long they've been covering this up. August 6, 2011. What's today? When a Chinook helicopter was shot down by the Taliban in eastern Afghanistan. SEAL Team 6 had killed Osama bin Laden 3 months earlier on May the 1st. You know, May Day is a big communist holiday. The deaths are not unrelated to Aaron's father and many others. They strongly suspect the downing of Extortion 17 was payback against SEAL Team 6 for the death of bin Laden. Yeah, and how come he didn't negotiate to get the doctor out of jail? Why didn't Obama? Huh? Is Obama the symbol of he's not heavy, he's my brother? Hell no. And they blame the Obama administration for recklessly identifying who killed the famous terrorist leader. WorldNet Daily asked Billy, who holds the most responsibility for your son's death? Absolutely, it is the U.S. government. Blood is pooling in the Oval Office. They got a picture of his son, and he's in the Hindu Kush riding one of those four-wheel drive like Polaris's. He strongly suggested the U.S. president has the blood of American fighters on his hands. American blood is being shed in a foreign land, but the trail leads right back to the Oval Office, he said. Warrior blood is pooling on the Oval Office floor. Billy implied the commander-in-chief is a bigger threat to U.S. personnel than even the Taliban. The biggest killing field opened up on our American warriors today in that foreign land is on their rear flank by the Obama administration. I'm telling you, watch this run out. He also suggested that a cowed military brass, who was only worried about their own ass, also has American blood on its hands, and that high-ranking military leaders refuse to speak up because of political correctness and job protection. Billy, you ever see Patton, the movie Patton? There's a stream that his troops are held up from crossing. And he goes up to the commander of the operation, and he goes, why are you on this side? Why aren't you on the other side? He says, well, General, it's a little tough going. He says, oh, yeah? You're relieved. He turned around to a corporal. He says, what's your name? He says, Smith. He says, okay, Smith, you're in charge. I want you over that stream in 10 minutes. Billy offered a radical solution to Obama administration policies. I think we need to withdraw our warfighters everywhere until this man is out of the White House and our rules of engagement are changed to allow our men and women to fight to win. And they got a picture of his son. He's in his prime. He's 30 years old. He's holding a baby. He's got a beautiful wife with a big smile right next to him. It is really sad, man. This guy doesn't kill one soldier. He kills whole families. There is a fog surrounding the downing of Extortion 17, which leaves the families of those killed with many questions unanswered to this day. Here's these military guys. Do or die, my country, right or wrong, my country. They will do anything to serve with honor and protect the American people. And we got a president that's plinking them. And it's not one president that's doing it. It's a whole agenda. Why was this elite unit made to fly into a three-hour-long firefight with an antiquated helicopter from the Vietnam War era? Why were they forced to ride along with a team of quite possibly less than trustworthy Afghan allies? And they were taken, those Afghans were put on the chopper at the last minute, and the ones that were on the manifest were taken off. Why did the Taliban seem to know SEAL Team 6 was aboard? I called it a phone-ahead ambush. On the Navy SEAL website are these questions. On the Navy SEAL website, why didn't the helicopter have an air escort? Why wasn't the helicopter's black box recovered? Why weren't last-minute changes in the Afghani personnel recorded in the flight manifest? Why were all the bodies cremated? Oh, shit. You know what that tells me? There's bullets in those bodies. Did leaks from the Osama bin Laden raid factor into the largest loss of life since the inception of Navy special warfare? No hearings? No hearings? Biden's loose lips targets SEALs. There is no mystery who made the leak. It was the vice president, and he did it very publicly. Vice President Joe Biden told the world in a speech on May the 3rd, 2011, during a Washington, D.C. dinner event that a Navy SEAL team killed bin Laden. SEALs were stunned by the revelation. However, the administration had actually beaten Biden to the punch and almost immediately leaked word to the media that SEAL Team 6 had killed the Al-Qaeda chief. The very day of the mission, ABC, Always Be Communist News, reported, the force that swooped down on the world's most wanted terrorist has been identified as SEAL Team 6 of the Navy Special Warfare Development Group. We don't need to spike the football, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said 3 days after bin Laden was killed. But to the contrary, it appeared the administration had not been able to wait even 24 hours to reap political gains at the possible expense of the very team that executed the mission. How did they ever get to go to Libya without a vote of Congress? How did that happen? How can you commit American fighter planes to attack a country when Congress hasn't approved it? What happened there? Who ran away? Was Congress not doing their job? Billy said Aaron immediately told his mother, Karen, this is what he told his mother, to delete all personal information from social media sites and to remove every reference to SEAL Team 6 from her Facebook and Twitter accounts. The next day, Aaron called his mom and said, "Mom, you need to take everything off your social media. There's chatter. Our lives are in danger. Your life is in danger." "I never heard Aaron this concerned or worried in his entire life," his mom said. He called me and said, "Mom, you and Dad have to take everything down. Biden has just put a huge target on everybody." And did anybody ever accuse Biden of doing that? Nothing. Because you got a communist press that lies to the American people, and as long as they hold the largest share of viewers and listeners, nothing but lies is going to be told in this country. Biden endangers 300 military families. Karen told Fox News, "I realized all of those families, you know, you're talking about a community of around 300 families who were all of a sudden made targets by this administration. Reckless administration. Just look at their health care plan." The Washington Times was scathing in its condemnation of the vice president's revelation. That's the Washington Times, not the Washington Post. Washington Post is promoting communism since Joe Stalin wore knickers, as does the New York Times. "Mr. Biden is a cynical opportunist who will say and do anything to advance Mr. Obama's agenda. He hung the seals out to dry in order to score cheap political points. He compromised a highly sensitive covert operation that ended up costing dozens of U.S. lives." I got a tribute to these guys on YouTube. I have a collage of every one of their photos in one giant picture. And it's called SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed on YouTube. And you see their picture in a collage, and then you see individual pictures. Any one of these guys could be a Hollywood actor. And they're all family people. There's one guy there, his picture, he's got a tux on. He was at his wedding. And all you can see is his wife's hand, his bride's hand on his sleeve. And it's his whole body in the picture. And it's really sad. I think his name was Durangada. "An early version of this article contained an outdated," and they're from every state in the union. Every state in the union, even some of the states that don't appreciate them. "An earlier version of this article contained an outdated information that the Vaughns are among several SEAL Team 6 family members represented by former Reagan Justice Department attorney Larry Klayman in a lawsuit against Vice President Joe Biden, former Secretary of State Leon Panetta." You know what Leon Panetta said about going to the rescue of the boys in Benghazi? You know what he said while those guys were dying on rooftops? "We can't go in there, guns are blazing, when we don't know the layout." And Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who's got a lot of money, he could pay a lot in lawsuit damage. "Billy and Karen Vaughn withdrew from that suit and are represented slowly by the North American Law Center and attorney Stephen Pidgeon." And there's a picture of this guy, 30 years old, his beautiful wife and his father, all in a black and white picture. They all got smiles on their faces. And Obama took those smiles away. "As WND has reported," that's WorldNet Daily, "among their many suspicions, the families of the fallen question the sudden replacement. The fact that those bodies are cremated now tells me there were bullet holes in those bodies. The sudden replacement of seven Afghan commandos on board the helicopter just before takeoff, and who went in to take their place, Allahu Akbar boys ready to go to paradise. The seven who died in the attack are not the seven listed in the flight manifest," the families say to this day. "None of them know," and by the way, troops killed in battle do not get cremated. This is, I believe this is the first incident of one. I got to tell you something, the Clintons and the Obamas will cover their tracks and they don't care how many Americans die. "The families say to this day, none of them know who those dead Afghans were." That leads the family to wonder if the original Afghan commandos may have tipped off the Taliban on who was on board. Yeah, that was a phone ahead ambush. That's what I called it. Billy took WND, told WND he believed that downing the chopper was an inside job. Everything points to a probable ambush. 3 hours the battle's going on, okay? Was that because if our allies knew, then our enemies knew as well? Absolutely, he said. The Pakistanis knew too. And we had just invaded their sovereign airspace 93 days earlier to kill bin Laden. Some suspect the Taliban set a trap by luring the SEALs into a firefight with false information about the presence of a high-value target. A series of factors combined to make the family believe this attack was carefully planned and not just the result of a random lucky shot, as the lying U.S. military press brass had told them. Billy said that the SEALs were ferried by a Vietnam-era Chinook helicopter rather than their customary state-of-the-art Special Forces choppers because of a shortage of those models due to an increase in special operations ordered by the president. Surge becomes a fake war. Billy said special operations commanders were essentially tasked with filling quotas because the president wanted to report an increase in this surge requested by military brass, while actually winding down overall combat operations. The father called it a fake war. You know, police departments do this too, man. They play with the paperwork to get the numbers right. It is really sad. The Taliban were apparently aware of that situation and quite plausibly could have been waiting for the opportunity to target the older and more vulnerable aircraft, making matters infinitely worse before landing the Chinook. Rules of engagement prevented U.S. fighters from clearing the area of potential enemies while suppressing fire because there could possibly be civilians in the area. Well, if that was a possibility, then the mission should have been aborted and never begun. If you're playing by those rules, don't get involved. Lieutenant Colonel, it's easy for me to say, right? Lieutenant Colonel West has said, to put a Chinook into an operation that has been going on for hours with no suppressing fire was incomprehensible. Let me tell you, man, if that's me, I'm going in. I'm going in with napalm. Oh, you can't do that. Those aren't the rules of engagement. Well, then you know what? The engagement is over. Yes, I'm calling this engagement off, and I'm going home. Lieutenant Colonel West is said to put a Chinook in that operation was incomprehensible. The Chinook was attacked at its most vulnerable moment as it was landing. The U.S. military said the helicopter was hit by a one-in-a-million rocket-propelled grenade. Lucky shot. But others suspect the craft was more likely hit by a heat-sinking missile. Perhaps more than any other factor, Billy blamed his son's death on winning hearts and minds strategy that caused so many dangerous factors to come into play, such as the lack of suppressing fire and the integration of less than trustworthy Afghanistans into the ranks. 51 Americans, as far as I know, were all shot in the back, and one had his throat cut teaching kids how to play basketball. And there's a whole story about on an American base. The American troops were unarmed. And for that, that should be a death penalty and a court-martial for whoever gave that order. And you know what? It should the whole thing should be express checkout and it should be done within 30 minutes. And the years Aaron was training to be a SEAL, he never once told me Dad were being trained to win their hearts and minds. Billy said he didn't remember the U.S. military trying to win hearts and minds of the Nazis in World War II. On the website devoted to Aaron, Billy and Karen have devoted themselves to fighting this war culturally as well as opposed to kinetically. And WorldNet Daily asked him, what did that mean? It's what Karen and I feel we must do. The USA could win this war against the jihadists tomorrow if we would engage them. Billy warned we must learn from history. December 1941. Pearl Harbor, America was not engaged against the Japanese, but the Japanese were fully engaged in an all-out war against the United States, just like the communists are today throughout the world. President Obama and in Washington declared America will never be at war against Islam, but Billy believes radical Islam is at work with America. You want to know something? It's not radical Islam. It's one religion, it's one plan, it's one thought, and jihad is in their Quran. And the reward for jihad is a heavenly reward. So whether or not there's guys standing by as spectators or guys that are lighting themselves up, it is the religion. And if you want to bring peace to the Middle East, you got to go Christian. You got to bring the love of Jesus Christ to every Muslim and save their souls. Islamist jihadists are fully engaged against America today, and they are operating on our soil. Our walls have been breached. We are wide open, face down, pants down. He believes America has let its guard down since September 11, 2001, and we have Muslim Brotherhood in our government actively working against regular American citizens. Billy describes jihadist infiltration in America as a clear and present danger, made worse because it is being ignored. Today we are not worried about the jihadists being here, and they are here among us, and they are winning every day because we refuse to engage. Political correctness is a communist tactic. We could very easily lose. He and Karen are trying to warn Americans. We could very easily lose. We could very easily lose what our son and other men and women have given their lives and blood to defend. Got a picture of him. He's holding his little kid. I think he's feeding the kid with a bottle. A kid that will never see your daddy, and the saddest one is coming up. He and Karen are trying to warn Americans. And Billy, a devout Christian, puts the emphasis on love rather than hate. That's what I just told you. We got to bring Christianity back to the Middle East. We got to eliminate Islam because it is a religion of hate and it's a religion of murder. It's a religion of subjugation. And we were Christian before the Muslims came, and we'll be Christians when the Muslims are gone. They, American warriors, volunteer to keep fighting a foreign land because they love what's behind them more than they hate what's in front of them. He closed with one last warning. We could lose even after all these men and women have sacrificed. And his little girl is touching his coffin. And there's like a the coffin is labeled with seal medals. All the seals, they have a tradition where they punch their medal into the coffin. And that's it. That's the whole story. So, having said that, I hope you get the wake-up call, because most of America is not. Most of America has no idea. They can tell you what Kim Kardashian is wearing tonight and how much it cost. But they can't tell you how long we got to live. So having said that, Merry Christmas and Happy Holy Days. I'm going to sign off with the tune. And we will spend more time together this weekend. There's so much to say and so much to do. Let me find a decent tune for you. Thank you, SEAL Team 6, for the ultimate sacrifice. And even though 99% of the country doesn't appreciate it, this man will chant your accomplishments.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Fire. of 100 circling caps they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and depths. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free. While